a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you for tuning into He's Alive Radio, and thank you, partners, for making this day of broadcasting a reality. Let me urge you to pray for He's Alive Radio and stand with He's Alive Radio. When you give, you keep your station on the air. And every time you sow seed into this ministry, you're saying, I want it to continue for the glory of God. And we thank you, dear partners. You're getting the gospel in the tri-state area. We were talking about the power of the testimony, Revelation 12:11. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto death. The power of the testimony. Revelation 19:10 says that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So we release something into the atmosphere when we give a testimony. We release the spirit of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus. And with that spirit of prophecy, we can speak victory into our future in Jesus' name. God tells Joshua when Moses died, he said, you're going to take up where Moses left off. And you are going to do what Moses did, because I'm going to be with you. He says in verse 5, no one will be able to stand against you. A lot of people tried to stand against Moses, but no one will succeed. Why? Because I will be with you, Joshua, the same way I was with Moses. In other words, you can go back, Joshua, and you can remember that the Red Sea parted when Moses lifted up his staff. So this Jordan River, I'm going to give you a plan, because I'm going to be with you and you're going to cross over this impossible situation. Just as I was with Moses, when they were hungry, I fed them with manna. When they were cold, I gave them the pillar of fire. When they needed to be shielded from the sun, I gave them the cloud that guided them by day. When they were thirsty, I gave water out of the rock. Their sandals did not wear out. Their clothes did not wear out for 40 days. And when they left Egypt, you had 3 million people, and there was not one feeble one among them. And they had been slaves for the last 400 years. I was with Moses and the miracles that he did. Joshua, remember them, because I'm going to be with you the same way. The power of the testimony. Oh, look at what God has done in the past. We give testimonies all the time about what God has done, and it causes hope to arise in the hearts and the lives of people. I know of so many children that are in this world today at different ages because God touched a barren womb and the mother and the dad was able to have a child. I've seen people that are, the doctor said, would be dead in so many months, and it's years later and they're alive today, or they lived several decades later before they went home to be with the Lord. It looked impossible, but we have the testimony. I've seen the eyes that were blind open. There's a testimony. And anytime doubt comes that my body can't be healed, I have a testimony that I can say God's word says it, therefore it is what it is. And I can look at that testimony and see how God's word worked in their behalf, and it will work for me today. Whatever you're facing today, there's a power in the testimony. Release that testimony. Share with someone the goodness of God. The reason why we have to give thanksgiving when we pray is because we release the spirit of prophecy when we begin to thank God for what he's done, and we can be able to speak and proclaim what God is going to do tomorrow. In Jesus' name, we'll be back tomorrow.